You are coming into a season where seeds of my spirit that have been uttered in prayer in mysteries shall begin to produce fruit for the ripening. Many have been through long seasons of prayer, and now shall be seen the beginnings of the fruition of some of those things which you have been praying. The fruit will come forth not in the young plants, those plants not yet ready to bear fruit, but the fruit shall come forth in those plants that have endured in me to the maturing, to the fruit-bearing stage. There will be ideas that come forth, and not only the ideas, but the plans from my spirit to implement the ideas. With the plans is the grace, and with the grace is the favor, the involvement of my hand to begin taking the steps needed to walk out the plans for the ideas I have inspired. This will be a season, a time that dreams and desires shall come forth through the birth canal and will begin to live in manifestation by the power of my spirit. Prayer has always been the birth canal and the process of it, and this shall increase, even as labor pains increase when the time of birth approaches. For this is a season of bringing forth by my spirit some of those dreams and desires that have been carried through your fellowship with me. None of these things shall be late, but shall be on time, my beloved, as you stay in the place of intimacy with me, including the purging. This is the season for the fruit to appear. And with the appearing of the fruit comes the season of nurturing the fruit, that it might be ripened through the sustenance that comes from the vine to the branches. This impartation is where necessary things are received, so that the fruit is ripened to maturity. In this season, many have been learning of and acquiring the understanding of vital necessity, that there is no other way into heavenly plans and heavenly desires and dreams and the will of the kingdom, other than through face-to-face, heart-to-heart fellowship, you and me. Without me, you can do nothing. But with me and in me, you can do all things. I am bringing forth a unity that comes by choice and understanding. I am bringing forth a degree of fellowship between me and my beloved that only comes through intimacy, through fires of purging that my beloved walk through as their fellowship with me increases. I take great delight in the fellowship of purging, even as my Father delighted so with me. For out of the fires, out of the press of the narrow ways that each one walks with me, comes forth vessels prepared for the pouring forth of the wine of my will and my presence. As never before is the measuring stick for your use of setting a mark for fellowship with me. And the enemy does not relent in his strategies to condemn that which is being purged through our intimacy. Hold fast to the joy of your life in me. Hold fast to the promise that is working. Hold fast and see that there is no condemnation to those who are walking in me. This race has never been about you, my beloved, but about you in me. Keep your mind, your heart fastened on me, for those things the enemy accentuates and magnifies for you to see are not the treasure that is working. The treasure that is working is the increase on the inside that brings change to outward things. Stay the course of increasing. Stay the course of rejoicing that not one moment, not one hour, not one day is wasted when it is in the hands of your King. Continue to run with endurance with the greatest focus on the hidden things, the time you give to you and me. For therein is the victory by which many things are birthed and brought forth to be seen. Stay the course and rejoice. You are loved and cherished indeed.